Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations out there along our network. We, are distributed by the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And then you hear us on selected Salem media stations in some of the largest markets in the country. And we're also on a whole bunch of leading independent stations around the country, too. And don't forget, we're on the Internet, because that's how Maria says hello to us in Germany. Hello, Maria. And she's listening to us over there with a large contingent, as well as our listeners in India that are listening to us on our resource over there on the Internet that they have to get us. And, of course, we're up on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, we always like to say hello to our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, also to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, who, by the way, the Department of Labor says they're not getting involved in the negotiations between the union and UPS, which means they're almost certainly on a collision course for a strike at the end of the month. And, of course, there are bulk mail haulers that are out there. We appreciate them. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and all the petroleum products that we need to have so we can move. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. And don't forget, you can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the Trump Social website, which is his social media website. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And let's go over here and point our little direction finder west, way out there in the West Coast. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming in here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, they're still trying to figure out whether or not it's clear skies or whatnot. By the way, while I'm waiting for them to finish, it's 84 degrees and clear outside tonight.
Wow, that really is something. Really something.
The saga continues with the warm weather. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because we know our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start right away with a big weather story up in the Northeast. Heavy rain, some 5 to 8 inches in some areas and still raining, has sparked extreme flooding in New York's Hudson Valley that's killed at least one person, swamped roadways, and forced road closures on Sunday night into Monday morning. Now, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning across parts of southeastern New York, also over into western Connecticut, and described it as life-threatening. Now, one person died due to the flooding. This was in Orange County. State Route 9W, which is a very heavily traveled road, was flooded, and the Palisades Interstate Parkway became entrenched as parts of it was closed, according to the New York State Police. And that's another very heavily traveled roadway, and the police asked the public to avoid getting out on the roads unless you had to. And if you had to and you saw water, treat it as if it was running water. Turn around. Don't drown. And, of course, Cedar Pond Brook in Stony Point, which is up there in Westchester County, was also flowing over the road and into private properties. And the flooding remains, and many people are being told to stay in their house if they're safe and they're high and dry. Stay in their house and don't bother to come outside until it quits raining, because then they'll be able to see by daylight, I'm talking about by daylight, where the flooding is, because it's really extensive. And I've seen some of it a little while ago on television. So it looks like they're getting whacked.
It really does, Captain, especially some of the video that we're seeing coming out of areas like Highland Falls, New York, also West Point, New York. We're seeing all kinds of cars underwater, water up to the buildings. It's a lot.
Well, West Point, of course, is the home of our military academy, and that's right along the Hudson River. So, yeah, that would make sense.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, some interesting news. The U.S. Central Command said over the weekend they killed the ISIS leader Usama al-Mahajir in eastern Syria on July the 7th. They confirmed that with the information they had. So we got another bad guy, but there'll probably be another one to take his place, right?
Well, unfortunately, yes. Sometimes another person pops up, but that's, you know, what the business is of these intelligence units and of these other units that go out and get the job done. We understand that this particular person was riding a motorcycle at the time in the Aleppo region when he was taken out.
Yeah, they had obviously some information ahead of time to be able to know who they were getting to, probably. Now, I got the music coming up, and folks, when we come back, loose lips sink ships. Wait till you hear what Joe Biden did this time, and the military isn't happy about this one. Never mind the country, the military this time is not happy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get back to Kyle in a minute. Right now, I'm going to tell you about the sponsor for this segment, none other than Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Yep, MyPillow.com, that's the place to go. He is absolutely selling the farm right now on special. Whatever it is that he's got has got a discounted price of some sort. And some items are discounted as much as 80%. You heard me right. 80%. Who does that? Well, he's doing it because he realized that times are a little bit tough. People don't have a lot of money, and he's trying to bring down some of his stock to where he's got the newer product, not the older product, and rotation and all that. And anybody that's ever been a merchandiser knows what we're talking about. But you need a pillow, you need a towel, if you need sheets, if you need slippers, pajamas, how about a bed? How about the mattress? How about the mattress cover? How about anything that goes in the bedroom just about that you can wear or slip on or stand on? He's got it. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you'll need. The promo code CAPTAIN to get the discounted prices that are there, or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And yes, there's a live person there right now to answer your call. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Save as much as 80% on selected items. The phone number, 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. A lot of people have told me they've gone over there and bought some things, and they're very happy with what they've got. Don't forget MyPillow, by the way, has a 60-day, no-questions-asked return policy. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, loose lips sink ships, right?
Well, exactly, yes.
A major backlash has erupted after President Biden, during an interview, let some military info out that never should have been mentioned. We have got a copy of what he said. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. It's real brief. Let's take a listen to it here real quick, Captain. Here we go.
This is a war relating to munitions and the running out of that ammunition, and we're low on it. And so what I finally did, and it took the recommendation of the Defense Department to, not permanently, but to allow for in this transition period where we get more 155 weapons, these shells, for the Ukrainians to provide them with something that has a very low dud rate.
So there you have President Biden. But did you hear what he said there, Captain? Of course.
Did I hear what he said? I picked up on it right away. What a moron. What a freaking moron. Oh, we're running out of them, and we're getting quite lower. So you don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's right. I mean, even if you think there could be some kind of compromise of that information through the standard spying routines, but don't go on CNN, which he was on CNN, by the way, and don't go on CNN and say, we're low on it.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Well, I guess because he doesn't understand the military. That's my only answer.
I guess not.
That's something what anybody would know with a brain operating functionally. Anybody would know that you would never say something like that. You don't give the enemy any information of any kind about what it is you're doing or what you can or can't do. And by the way, that reminds me of Geraldo Rivera when he was in, I think, Afghanistan at the time, and he drew a map for the people on TV and said, here's where the bad guys are, here's where the American forces are, and this is where we are. And he actually put that up on television, and anybody that was a bad guy could see it. The good guys saw it, and they threw him out of Afghanistan and said, yeah, sorry, we can't have you here.
Well, right, but you can't transmit any kind of intelligence information, even inadvertently. And I know he did that inadvertently, but you can't do that.
Now, where's the president at right now?
Well, I know the president went to Europe, and he's going to be meeting, I think, with King Charles for once, but then also some other dignitaries.
How about the NATO group?
That's right, the NATO group.
How about they're going to have a meeting of NATO? How about that?
Yes, of course.
And how about the fact that Biden said, and I quote, after everything else that's been mentioned here, I don't think the Ukraine is ready yet for NATO membership. Well, I think he said that because he had to, because what happens if Ukraine does get elected and becomes a member of NATO?
Well, then they're under attack by Russia. So
but
that means we're all under attack by Russia.
But what NATO role goes into play?
Article 5.
That's right. And Article 5 means the rest of NATO comes running to save one of their allies. So now you got all the members of NATO involved militarily in some way or another going up against Russia.
Well, that's right. One could think that there are scenarios where the war expands, but that has not happened yet, so that's good. But certainly a direct attack on NATO, meaning that somehow Ukraine would become part of NATO and then Article 5 would obtain, you know, that's a very scary thought, because now that is expansion of the war, big time.
Well, to be continued, right?
Well, right. And, of course, Zelensky wants to push for this for obvious reasons. But the idea, of course, too, I mean, if the Russian-Ukraine war is becoming any kind of stalemate, well, then something else is going to have to give here.
So Janet Yellen shows up in China, right?
Oh, yes.
Awkwardly bows to the Chinese Communist Party official who greeted her during her Beijing trip. And the optics was something that the Chinese love to see, but it's not something that American cabinet ministers have done anywhere in the world. They don't bow to anybody. Now, Barack Obama, I remember when he saw the Saudi king kiss his ring and bow down to him, remember?
I remember him bowing, oh yes.
And, of course, that told us all that he was using the Muslim tradition to do what he was doing. I wonder how he knew that.
Good question. One also thinks back to the Reagan era, Captain. As I recall, Nancy Reagan...
Wait a minute. You don't know how he knew to do that? You don't know that? Listen to this. This is Barack Obama in his own words a few years ago.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them. But my father came from a Kenyan family that includes generations of Muslims.
I rest my case.
Well, sure, he's very steeped in that, that's for sure. But I also recall, too, back in the Reagan era, Nancy Reagan, they were going to be meeting the Queen of England, and it was a big controversy that Nancy Reagan was not going to curtsy to the Queen. And, of course, that's because Americans don't bow or curtsy to any foreign leader or potentate.
No. You can do it as a movie star, just don't do it as a politician. But anyway,
exactly.
Back to Janet Yellen. She said that she sees progress in the rocky U.S.-China ties and expects more communication. Well, there has to be communication between two superpowers like this, because if not, things can get out of hand real quick.
Well, that's right. And as we reported just last week on the weekend edition, Captain, China has put a lot of planes into the area around Taiwan and other ships as well. And, you know, just to coincide, shall we say, with Janet Yellen's visit, because, again, they want to keep the pressure up. They want to show, hey, we're very serious about all this. And, of course, Janet Yellen trying to smooth things out. And they know that. And this is one of the reasons, too, why when she was doing the bowing, you know, to the official, you know, it's really bad optics to have that done, because it puts the Chinese into the power position and us into the non-power position, shall we say.
Okay, well, I got a question here from Charlie. Charlie's listening to us in Denver. Pardon me, he's currently working at the Bulk Mail Center in Denver, and he's saying that Ukraine may be our biggest challenge yet, because if they were allowed into NATO, everybody in Europe would be at war against Russia. Is that correct? Did I hear you say that right? Yes, you did, Charlie. Article 5, go read it, of the Charter of NATO. If one gets attacked, they all treat it as they're being attacked, and they come to the defense.
Right. Well, traditionally, Article 5 would be a deterrent of NATO members. So one would wonder, if you admit a country that's at war already, is that a deterrent, or is it just a ticket to more war, larger war?
Okay, here comes the music. That means I got to put you on hold here again. There you go. Means we're going to take a break, and we'll be back from the break with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. And I'm going to find Kathy over here. Let's see, there she is. She's on the shelf. I'm going to find her off the shelf, and we're going to play her, go to the break, and come right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump criticized Ron DeSantis, his GOP presidential nomination rival, at a Las Vegas rally Saturday. Trump had this to say.
I'm not a big fan of his, and he's highly overrated. He's highly overrated.
He nicknamed him Ron DeSanctimonious and accused him of supporting minimum wage increases and Social Security cuts. President Biden is heading on a trip to Europe, attending the NATO summit, among other meetings. He's scheduled to arrive in London Sunday, then meet with King Charles and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday. Tuesday, Biden will travel to Lithuania to participate in the NATO summit, where the primary focus will be Russia's conflict in Ukraine. Pope Francis announced his plans to appoint 21 new cardinals on September 30th of this year. The decision allows Pope Francis to influence the composition of the College of Cardinals, which will play a pivotal role in selecting his successor. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and we're back. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation that I continue to have to a limited degree, nothing like what I did before. But to get the best results, it should be taken regularly, of course, always in the morning with something to eat. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is what lowers or eliminates the pain associated with exercise, everyday living, whatever the problem is you've got. Maybe you've got an old war injury or something. But Relief Factory targets the underlying problem areas by alleviating the pain going straight to the source. Now, with that being said, it's 100% drug-free. Love that. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and helps to decrease the discomfort you're in, too. Comes in little convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it going. Now, you do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95 in a three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you. You might be pleasantly surprised. Okay, Mr. Kyle, Rudy Giuliani, in an interview with Newsmax, said that the White House Coke debacle, there's now a major cover-up going on. Now, I'm going to also add to this, yesterday on the Fox News website, the Fox News press poll, that's the reporters that work the White House, had said that there seems to be some discrepancy on whether or not there were any Bidens in the White House when this was found. And they're saying that there may have been. They're not saying who, but they're saying there may have been. I can't confirm or deny that. I can just tell you what I saw yesterday about midday on the Fox News website.
That's very interesting. And, of course, Giuliani went on to say, he said, you know what the Las Vegas odds are, he says? 2-1, it's Hunter. But he does say, I don't think it's Hunter, but he's my number one suspect anyway. You have to investigate from the point of common sense and logic, said Rudy Giuliani. But here's the thing, though, too, Captain. I mean, obviously, if we were told early on that no Bidens were in the White House when this cocaine seemed to be present there, and then it turns out if there really were, well, that's a huge problem. In and of itself, having cocaine in the White House is a huge problem. But whether or not it's Hunter, that's a good question. But, you know, and also I think it begs the question, where this cocaine was found, why is Hunter Biden in that area? What's he doing in areas where they might be, say, near the Situation Room?
Well, enter into the mix another name that's popped up, because this particular individual has had 20 meetings at Joe Biden's White House so far this year. 20 meetings. Guess who it is?
It's Alex Soros. Yeah.
Yep, the left's new sugar daddy, Alex Soros. That's the son. I wonder if he wouldn't be, because he is so radical and actually so just strange, flies off the cuff. I wonder if that couldn't have been him.
Now we got to think
about that, too, because that's the entrance that he would have been using.
Well, but I'm much more concerned with how much more radical, from what we understand, Alex Soros is, even than George Soros. So if George Soros is at a 10, radical, whereas Alex Soros may go up to 11. And of course, Spinal Tap fans will get that reference. But it's, and in all joking aside, that's the thing we need to be very concerned with.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, Donald Trump made a statement over the weekend. He said if he was elected, he could stop the Ukraine war in 24 hours.
He has said that before, where he said he would get Zelensky in a room and, quote, tell him some things, and then he'd get Putin in a room and tell him some things, and it'd all be okay. But at least that's what the general thrust of what he was talking about. But 24 hours seems to be overly optimistic.
I don't believe it.
No, but it's a very quintessential Trumpism, though. And whether he's speaking like with hyperbole or if he's just kind of like, you know, I can get this done very quickly, that may be one thing. But again, this war has been raging for quite some time, and I don't know how you turn it off in 24 hours unless there is some super big move that he could make that we don't know about yet. Maybe as president, who knows? But it just seems far-fetched.
Well, again, it depends on what happens with NATO. If NATO decides to let them in, and I don't think they're going to, because President Joe Biden said they're not ready for NATO membership, well, that's pretty obvious, because if they let the Ukraine in right now, and they're under siege and under war and combat with Russia, then NATO's going to have to step in and support the Ukraine country against Russia, and I don't think they want to do that.
Well, no, because that equals World War III. Right now, we're dancing on the precipice of World War III because of all this going on. But you don't want to then just, you know, push it all over the edge and say, okay, we're off to the races here. That wouldn't make sense. There's got to be some other way to turn this war off. But I don't know that it means get them into NATO and then everybody fight.
Oh, boy. By the way, NBC's Chuck Todd says the GOP is trying to exploit Joe Biden over not acknowledging his seventh grandchild.
Right, exactly. Well, and of course, there's this idea, well, you know, they're trying to get Hunter Biden in the news every day, and they're just trying to really hammer on Biden, Joe Biden, that is, too, because of it. But, you know, it does seem to me, Captain, that there's, for whatever political reason, I mean, yes, and of course, there are political aspects to this, but Joe Biden not recognizing someone who appears to be a grandchild of his, and just pretend like she doesn't exist. Again, the child is innocent. The people involved have their different whatever issues they have, but the child is innocent. Maybe he should say, that's my granddaughter.
Now, North Korea is all upset over the United States announcing that they're going to introduce a ballistic missile sub off the coast of Korea on patrol, on station, and saying that it's a provocation on the part of the Americans.
Well, of course they're going to be upset about something like that. They're not going to want to, sit back and say nothing, because also it gets them the opportunity to go out there and criticize the United States some more.
But it has no merit. What are they going to do?
Well, no, they're just, that's blustering. It's blustering.
Yeah.
And also, it's a lot of this, whenever I hear the stuff from North Korea, a lot of that, my first inclination is, what does this have to do for local consumption? Again, trying to build up the notion that they are a isolated Stalinist regime for a reason. You know, okay, North Korean people, this is why, you know, we have to stand up against the great, terrible foe.
An isolated Stalinist nation? They're not that good.
Yeah.
When you're starving your people and they're having to find ways to cook dirt to eat, they're not even that.
Right. Well, it's a terrible disaster and on every single level, no doubt about that.
Unbelievable. But then again, I would expect nothing else from Ho Chi Minh Jr. That's what I'm going to call the new president of, the president of North Korea. He acts like that. A lot of bluster. By the way, Georgia has a new pro-life law that passed, that's gone into effect, which is working. There's not a lot of complaining about it. At one time, of course, we had the governor of Georgia, the self-imposed governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, was all bent out of shape about it. But it's calmed down, and most people are agreeing with the decision that was made. So there you go.
Well, it's an example of state government and people governing themselves via their state government.
Well, maybe. Maybe, right?
Well, hopefully. But this was the whole idea of sending the abortion issue back to the states so that people could make their own decisions on it. Yeah.
And we've got the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up, but just to mention one thing on the way out here, Moms for Liberty, you heard of them?
Yes.
Moms for Liberty is spreading the wildfire, and they are absolutely on fire themselves, going after the bad guys and girls out there. And kudos to them for doing that. And they're not going anywhere until the problems go away.
Amazing.
Love it. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Yours truly, the captain. We'll be right back with more. And our military, and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to tell you about the flooding again up in the Northeast. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Down.
that group? Well, wait a minute. Who is that group, Kyle?
That's the Black Crowes, right?
What's the name of that song?
Jealous Again.
Yep, that's a pretty good party song, pretty good dance song they got going there. So I'll give them a 95 on that one. They got, you know, their music is, you know, kind of up and down, but, you know, there's some songs that they have done that have really been good, and that's one of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're very brilliant on that one.
Yeah, the other one was hard to handle when they redid that Make by Delbert McClinton. I thought that was pretty good. All right, well, let me just read this a little bit and give it to you. High threat for excessive rainfall and flooding going up the East Coast up into New England today. We've got some really massive flooding going on up the Hudson Valley of New York State and to the east of there in particular. There will be some flooding as well further to the west, but there won't be quite the amounts of rain there as a system went up the coast and developed and really got entrenched up there, and it's going to be there the rest of the day. So you're going to have some interesting traveling around some of the low-lying areas. And by the way, for you truckers that know what I'm talking about, delivering the meat, delivering the groceries, some of these grocery store warehouses are recessed. Their loading ramps, unloading ramps, are down below the highway level, which is going to be really interesting when it rains and you get a flooding rain, because I've been to more than one warehouse up there in the rain where you back in and all of a sudden you're in the world's 2 foot deep wet mud puddle trying to get to the dock.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Think about that. All right, Kyle, well, you got some hot weather out west, so tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We continue in southern New Mexico from basically the border with Texas through Carlsbad over through Las Cruces. We got heat advisories, you know, as we continue there along I-10. And as you make your way into southern Arizona through Safford over to Tucson, we've got excessive heat warnings going on. And these temperatures, afternoon temperatures, could easily hit 115 degrees. So you want to be careful of that for sure. Right now in Phoenix, Arizona, it's 99 degrees, and in Tucson, it's 87 degrees. So a little bit of difference there, but certainly during the daytime, it's anybody's game on that. Excessive heat warning continues over into parts of western Arizona. This includes Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Parker as well. Up towards Las Vegas, we continue with what they are saying is a fire weather warning, but of course, that means you're going to have winds increasing, you have low humidity. But out in the California desert, Captain, Barstow, up towards Ridgecrest, up towards Fort Irwin, as a matter of fact, as you head out 15 as well from Barstow on your way to Baker, be careful. We've got excessive heat warnings out there in the desert, and these warnings are going to extend all the way down to the border with Mexico. It's going to stay pretty much east of San Diego and looks like Orange counties, but Riverside County has a heat advisory going on right now as well. And an excessive heat watch for folks up in Santa Clarita and Palmdale. This is north of Los Angeles. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Up in Washington State, this is going to be central Washington State and eastern, all the way over the east until you hit the Idaho border and down a little bit south of Walla Walla. They have what's called a fire weather warning, but looks like up in Washington State, looks like they might have warnings also of thunderstorms that could come across the Columbia Basin on Monday because a cold front will bring those thunderstorms through the Columbia Basin, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're in that area traveling at I-90. More next hour. Stay tuned, and more with the Captain.
All right, well, let's go up into Michigan. We've got a Schmutz air report on the west side of Michigan, the southern southwestern corner of Michigan on the eastern side of Lake Ontario. Then we got another one over on the right side over there where our listeners are listening around Sandusky on AM 660 on the western corner of Lake Erie on up towards the Canadian peninsula that's up in there. So be advised of that. Now, moving on down into western Canada and the northwestern part of Tennessee to include Memphis, you've got a dense fog alert there tonight, and that just popped up here a little while ago. It wasn't there when we started the show, so must be there's a change in the weather coming that way. We do have some flooding right now in northern Alabama, and we do have some flood warnings in northwestern Georgia for the rain that's been going on up there. Now, Texas, yep, pick a spot. How hot do you want it to be? El Paso east, down to the Mexican border, all the way over to the split of I-10 and I-20. You're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees, and the heat factor will be up as well. Going across I-20, the southern edge of I-20 around Fort Worth, you'll have a little bit of heat there. But I-10 is going to be it again from San Antonio all the way over to Houston. So be advised that you better be right. And going down into the valley is going to be unmerciful again. So the you illegals that are riding in the back of those trucks that don't have any air, you're liable to die today. So you might want to not take that ride. Jeez. But it's really bad. Southern Florida, south of Lake Okeechobee, high heat advisories and warnings. We have got it right here in our area again. It's 84 degrees right now, so you can figure out pretty much what's going to happen today. Yesterday we had some heat indexes around here of 105 to 107, and we've got some sort of development now off the coast of Florida from Crestview to near Tallahassee, and it's out about 50 miles or so. And it looks like as if we may have something trying to stir itself up. Again, when the water is 85 to 90 degrees, it doesn't take much to get something started. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that one. Now, moving up the line, the northeast part of the United States, the Hudson Valley, flood watches, flood warnings, severe flooding going on up right now along the Vermont, New York border, and Connecticut, and down into northwest Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, and it looks like it's over in Connecticut. Looks like it's in the western part of Massachusetts as this rain continues to just come down in buckets. They had up to 8 inches in some areas, causing massive flooding, shutting down a bunch of roads. And as I said, you got to be real careful when you go north because you never know when you're going to drive into something, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is, water in the road. And like they say, turn around, don't drown. Be very careful and allow yourself some extra time if you're in one of those areas. Okay, Kyle, who brings us the Trucker Highway and Byway Report?
Well, that would be the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, Captain. And, of course, they do bring us the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Go to pilotflyingj.com, everybody. That's pilotflyingj.com, and you can find out about the great amenities that Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers have to offer for our trucker friends, also for our traveling friends, and especially as well for our RVing friends. Pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, and if you're RVing around, you can RV into the Flying J and enjoy yourself. Have a great meal, have a place to camp out for the night, and they've even got some hookups there. The electric vehicles, not enough, but they got them there too. Okay, Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back. Top of the hour news is coming up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.